Dallas Cowboys stumbled into a great situation on special teams last season, and it bodes well for the future. Old reliable punter Chris Jones underwent surgery halfway through the season, and practice squad kicker Hunter Nicewander was brought up. Hunter the punter finished an NFL top 10 best at 47.2 yards per punt, and he could save the Cowboys some significant salary cap room, too, as he turned out to be a win-win player for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at the all-new look, WWIB.com, for all the info you need to connect and give and help keep the show on the air. 26-year-old former Northwestern University Wildcat specialist Hunter Nicewander is back with me from Big D to talk about America's team here on the show today. But before we do that, talk about what it's like to play for Jerry Jones and company down there, just fill us in on the latest, the contract negotiations. You are open for a deal here with the club. What's going on there, Hunter?
I can't speak too much to that, but, you know, I think I've put myself out there, and I can only control what I can control. I know Chris is a great guy, and I love working with him too, and he's been a fantastic punter for, like you said, for many years. So I think we're just both working hard to control what we can control, and at the end of the day, the organization's going to do what they think is best. So you just got to trust in yourself, trust God's plan, and trust that, you know, the organization's going to do what is in their best interest.
Yeah, well, I would guess after the eight games you had, limited playing time because you were brought up in November, but the Cowboys got to sign you to a new contract. You specialists, Hunter, are a small and very unique community on an NFL team. Tell me about you guys. I mean, you hang out, long snapper, place kicker, that kind of, you guys hang out on and off the field?
Yeah, so, you know, your job at practice is usually done after about 30 minutes. So after that, you know, we're together, we go in the weight room, and we get after it together, and then we'll go jump in the ice tub together. And so there's a lot of time where it's just us three or four guys, and so you get to know each other pretty well, and I've been blessed to work with some amazing guys. I've never met a specialist that I've worked with that I didn't like, fortunately, and so it's a small community, like you said, so you know most of the guys from other teams and other organizations, so it's pretty cool to see how that community comes together.
Sure, and the boys are one of the most recognized teams in the league with an owner like Jerry Jones and that incredible stadium that you have down there. What is it like to play for that franchise?
Well, obviously it's been an incredible blessing, but it's a first-class organization all the way. I mean, like you said, the facilities are incredible. The people I get to work with, the coaches, all the staff, they're incredible. And you get to play at the best stadium in the world. So, yeah, I cannot complain, and it's a blessing each and every day that I get to go into the work.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned on our last show that you played in the XFL for the D.C. Club there. Before they suspended play because of COVID, what was that experience like in the XFL?
Honestly, it was awesome. I thought it was a great experience. It was a developmental league, and it's going to come back in 2022, and I think it's needed. You see it in every other major professional sport. There's some sort of developmental league that gives guys opportunities to develop and to try to make it to that next, you know, that highest level. Whether, you know, it's injuries that held them back before, they didn't get a look, whatever the case may be, I think the developmental league is crucial to the NFL's success and being able to, you know, potentially in the future send guys down who don't get a lot of playing time. They can get some playing time and work their way back up. It was a great opportunity, obviously, for me, and I think it's necessary, especially in today's sports world where guys are getting injured and there's just so much pressure to compete at that highest level. A developmental league allows guys to just, you know, find their path if they didn't make it right away.
Mm-hmm. Did you find it was kind of like pro football on a shoestring budget, this XFL?
It wasn't. It obviously was not the NFL, but it was not. You know, I wouldn't say it was like shoestring budget, but we sold out pretty much every home game at the MLS stadium in DC, and we flew to our away game, so it was not terrible, and I felt comfortable in it. It wasn't a bad salary, so I thought it was perfect. For everyone knew that wasn't the end goal. So I think that's important to know, you know, in the developmental league. No one's trying to stay there. The opportunity to move up. So if you come in with that mindset of, I'm going to do my best to make it out of here to the next level, then I think, you know, it was well worth it.
Yeah, and that's what you did. You got noticed in the XFL by the NFL, and now you're punting for the Cowboys. You think there's still a place for an alternative league to the NFL? I mean, this has been tried before.
I don't see it as a competition with the NFL, like, you know, the G League for the NBA or minor leagues for the MLB. That's kind of how I see it. I think it's complementary in the fact that it's not only a different season, it's a different kind of league. And ultimately those guys, you know, when I was there, I knew everyone was trying to make it to the NFL. The XFL knew that and fully supported it. I think it's going to have success when it comes back. I mean, you have The Rock running it now and his group. So I think they're going to have great success. And yeah, I think it's completely necessary in this day.
Yeah, The Rock, the Hollywood star. But your life, Hunter, is built on The Rock. The Rock. We're talking Jesus Christ. And I think we'll talk about that on our next go-around here as we are out of clock again for sports and commentary. Hunter the Punter, 26-year-old. Hunter Nicewander from the Dallas Cowboys on Sports and Commentary today. I appreciate you taking all this time. We'll pick up the phone and reconnect on our next show. Until then, have a wonderful day down there, all right?
Thank you. Thanks for having me.